Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center at www.immc.org for Thursday, April 7th, 2016. Israeli invasions targeting West Bank communities leave three youth injured and settlers uproot Palestinian farmlands. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Three Palestinian youth were injured on Thursday at dawn when Israeli troops clashed with residents of Nablus city in northern West Bank. The clashes started when an estimated 1,000 right-wing Israelis, escorted by Israeli forces, invaded Nablus city and prayed at Joseph's tomb. Medical sources said that at least three Palestinian youth were injured by live fire and rubber-coated steel bullets, while others suffered from effects of tear gas inhalation during the clashes. The Israeli settlers frequently visit Joseph's tomb under the protection of Israeli forces. During the visits, Israeli forces regularly raid Palestinian villages in the area and fire tear gas canisters into the nearby Balata refugee camp. Moreover, Israeli forces raided on Thursday at dawn students' housing compounds in Nablus and interrogated some students. Elsewhere, a group of Israeli settlers escorted by Israeli forces leveled Palestinian agricultural lands on Thursday near the village of Deir Ghassana in the central occupied West Bank district of Ramallah. The Israeli settlers uprooted trees and leveled lands using heavy vehicles, local sources reported. According to the Applied Research Institute of Jerusalem, Arij, thousands of dunams of lands have been lost over the years in that area through Israeli land confiscation for the construction of Israeli settlements, Israeli bypass roads, and the Israeli separation wall. Attacks by Israeli settlers living near Deir Ghassana comes as an attempt to intimidate Palestinians from accessing and returning to their agricultural lands, which are located in close proximity to the settlements. Early on Thursday at dawn, the Palestinian Prisoner Society, PPS, has reported that Israeli army invaded several Palestinian districts in occupied West Bank, searched and ransacked homes, and kidnapped at least 14 Palestinians. And that's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was the Thursday, April 7th, 2016, news roundup from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by George Shmawi and me, Ghassan Bannoura.